Christ is the icon of the invisible God, all things were created through Christ and for Christ.
The Word became flesh. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, manifested your glory in his flesh and sanctified the outward and visible to be a means to perceive realities unseen. Accept, we pray, this representation of Our Lady of the Sign and the Emmanuel, and grant that as we look upon it, our hearts may be drawn to things which can be seen only by the eye of faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. I suspect many of us might be identified with Simeon, the man of the gospel. This man who, the story says, was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. Consolation could be translated also, he was waiting for the deliverance, for the restoration of his people, Israel. As a man who was longing, yearning, hoping, waiting, praying for the restoration of his people. And just to remind ourselves what was happening at the time, this man who was yearning, hoping for this restoration. Remember, he lived during the time of King Herod the Great, the famous one who sent to kill the babies. Remember that story. It was a man who was a tyrant, a man who became king of Israel. He became a Jew simply to make himself king. He is king because of the Roman Empire. He went to Caesar in Rome and made himself agreeable to the Roman authorities just to become the king of Israel. So he is a puppet king, a tyrant. He had 10 wives, just chose wives in order to make connections and arrange things for his own benefit. And there's no historical evidence of the killing of the babies, but it's not out of his character. Of his 10 wives, he killed at least one. He sent to death a couple of his children. So he was quite a character. So as you can imagine, the people of Israel were yearning, hoping, when this darkness will be lifted from us. So this man, Simeon, is one of those who's just yearning, who feels the situation of his time like this deep darkness, like a heavy burden upon their shoulders. And he's just, when will this lift up? When will the situation finally loosen up? Maybe we can feel a little bit close to that, wherever it's happening in our world. The coronavirus, our Congress, our government, climate change, so many things, our churches, so many things that we say, when will this lift up? And this man says, had heard from the Spirit, you won't die before you see the hope come. So this man, when he sees Mary and Joseph, remember they had been down to Nazareth, given birth over there. 8 days after his birth, what would be January the 1st, Jesus, the baby Jesus, 8 years old, eight days old, was circumcised and also given his name as Jesus. And 40 days later was the time of the purification of Mary. Her quarantine was ended. And they're on their way back to Nazareth from Bethlehem. On the way is Jerusalem. They stop in Jerusalem. They go to the temple to offer the sacrifice of purification and also to offer their firstborn child. And Simeon sees this child and somehow he knows, this is the hope I was longing for. And he prays this beautiful prayer that we sang back there, the Nunc Dimittis, which is a prayer of someone who's just been relieved. He says, God, now I can die. Can you imagine? The whole sense of, like, there's no hope. This is so much darkness, he finally says, God, now I can rest in peace. You can let me go, God, because now I have seen the light that enlightened the nations. For many of us, today is the Feast of Candlemas. In Spanish, we call it La Candelaria. And it's the patron feast of my church, my home church in Mayagüez in Puerto Rico. And our tradition is today is the end of Christmas. Today is the end of Christmas season. Last night in the Spanish service, we were sharing different traditions. In Mexico, they have an interesting tradition. There's on Epiphany, on the 6th of January, they have a cake. And inside the cake, there's these little figurines of baby Jesus. And depends on the figurine you get, they have different colors, you have to prepare a party today. So for example, if you get the white Jesus, you have to offer your house. The one who gets the green Jesus has to prepare the tamales. The one who gets the red Jesus gets to prepare the drinks. And I don't know, they have the whole thing. So today is the conclusion of the Christmas season by celebrating at homes. In Puerto Rico, what we do is we collect Christmas trees. And as a kid, I loved this part because we would pile up all the Christmas trees and light them up in fire the night before, the first at night. And you can, I remember still as a little kid going out and seeing in the hills around my home town, all these bonfires lit. And all of this talk about this light that illuminates the darkness from amongst us. This canticle that we sang, which is the canticle of Simeon, is a canticle that is in our Book of Common Prayer, and we say it every night. Those of us who pray the office, it's the office of compline, the office that completes the day, and it is a beautiful canticle we sing together. And this is an ancient celebration. There is a recording of a nun. Her name was Egeria or Eteria. She was a Spanish nun, and she was a traveler. In the year 350, she went from Spain to Egypt and then to Palestine. And she recorded her travelogue. And one of the stories, she says, she was in Jerusalem and she was there on the Feast of the Presentation. And she says, they celebrated as big as Easter. So today we're fortunate, it's rare to celebrate it when it coincides with a Sunday. And it's a big feast that overrides the normal celebration of Sunday. So we get a chance today to celebrate the presentation Candlemas in church on Sunday. But we have a double celebration. As you notice, Hugh unveiled this beautiful, beautiful icon created, written by Janice Mattox. And there's an error in our bulletin. It's not Janice with a C-E, it's Janice with an S. And Mattox with two T's. T's. Not D's. D is our family, is a Maddox. That was my fault, Janice. Janice Mattox wrote this beautiful icon of, and it's called Our Lady of the Sign. Our Lady of the Sign. About 3 years ago, I was curious. We at Emmanuel don't have an icon. What is the symbol of Emmanuel? So I Googled, as most people do, what is the icon of the Emmanuel? And I discovered in the Orthodox tradition, this is the closest I think there is of Emmanuel. It is Mary, the mother of God. And it's called Our Lady of the Sign. And the sign refers to an ancient prophecy by Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 7, verse 14, and this is way back, and another horrible tyrant king, his name was Ahaz, he doesn't want to ask God for a sign. And Isaiah said, I'll give you a sign nonetheless, to trust God. And this is what Isaiah told the king. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. That is the sign, God with us. Matthew in his gospel later on will use these same words of the prophecy of Isaiah in the first chapter, verse 23 of Matthew, when Matthew says all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So I'm very honored and proud to place this icon as a symbol of our church, of Emmanuel. First, of Our Lady, of Mary, as a symbol of the feminine that has been so disregarded in the Christian church. And I think it's nice to have this figure of Mary, the mother, the feminine. And in Greek, she has a special name, the Platitera. And George was helping me with what it means. The Platitera means she that is, which contains the whole universe, that which is open. And the symbol is that she carries in her bosom this aureole or this mandorla in her chest, which represents her womb. She contains Jesus, the divine Christ. And the Greeks will call her she who has the whole universe in her heart, which I think it's a beautiful image. She who contains the whole cosmos is within her. So Mary here, I want to point out a couple of symbols, and you have it in your bulletins. Take them home with you. We see Mary in, it's called the orans position. She has her arms like this. And her hands are in prayer. And it's one of the most ancient depictions of Mary. They found a painting, it's kind of a graffiti, in one of the catacombs of St. Agnes. And that is the most ancient depiction of Mary. Mary is sitting with her hands like this, and Jesus, the baby, in her lap. Mary is also, there are two script on either side of her aura, her halo, and those represent two Greek abbreviations, the Mother of God.
What are the ones by Jesus, these symbols?
Very good. He's ahead of us else. So, Jesus has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. The ones on the blue mean his name, Jesus Christ. And then the ones on in his halo, they're 3 letters. And those are the letters that represent I am. Remember that word. It's an important word. Remember when Moses was in the burning bush and Moses asked, "Who are you? Give me your name." And God told him what? So those are the words that appear in Greek. Ohon, ohon, 3 letters that represent I am. And it's an indication of Jesus' connection with God. What else is there? Oh, thank you. Jesus, his two hands have different positions. His right hand is standing up like in blessing, like sharing his blessing. And the other hand, he has a roll, which represents the gospel, his teaching, his message. So it's blessing and message. Anything else you see there that I might know? Also, the colors have meaning. The red represents the divine, while the green represents the earth. And it's this meeting of earth and the divine, how they're together. And the blue and green, the blue represents the whole creation, the cosmos. It's like the sky. That's why the Greeks call this image of Mary, as I mentioned, Platitera ton uranon, the one who contains the universe, the cosmos in her heart. So that blue is representing the whole of creation and how she has the whole world in her heart, in her bosom. Okay? So I wanted us to remember this icon. And there's another part that is, you haven't asked. Janice made the icon. But you notice this beautiful frame? Yeah, that was done by someone here too on Orcas. Dale Heisinger. So let us give thanks to Dale and to Janice for this beautiful gift. But there's one thing Dale also told me. It is made from rose?
Red
alder wood from your land, from Orcas. So it's pure Orcas. It's an Orthodox icon, but it's out of this land, painted by one of our members of Orcas, built the frame by someone from Orcas, Dale. So we're deeply grateful for both of you for offering this. But they want me to recognize they did it in honor of Beth Jurgensen. A couple of years ago, Beth, I preached about this because I was wondering what is the, and I printed a picture, a reproduction of Our Lady of the Sign. And I showed it and I preached about it. And Beth got that stuck in her head. And she said, I want this for Emmanuel. We don't have our picture of Emmanuel. So can I get someone to do it? I didn't know it was Janice. So sure, just find out someone. So Beth went to Janice and says, can you write this icon for us? And as you know, Beth got sick. And Janice said, I want to do it in honor, in memory of Beth. So she presented a sketch she had started already the day of her funeral. And we presented it here, but she finally concluded it, and Dale made the frame. This week they brought it in, and I said, they were all apologetic. It took too long. I said, no, I think it's perfect. Today, the Feast of the Presentation, what better day? Where we honor Mary bringing her son to the temple, inaugurating this beautiful icon in our church. So thank you so much. And I think Beth from heaven must be really rejoicing to have this in her beloved Church of Emmanuel. There's a feast, and it's interesting, by coincidence, our dedication of our church, for those of you who might not know it, this church was blessed, consecrated on December 13th, 1885. And traditionally, the feast of Our Lady of the Sign is December 10th. Just 3 days before the consecration. So I don't think that was planned, but it is a good, an interesting coincidence that those 2 days, Our Lady of the Sign and the consecration of our church are so close one to another. So note, as we go forward, take home that beautiful icon you have. I know Janice has more. She has a couple she's been selling. They're beautiful, printed professionally. You can ask her if you want one for your home. I imagine she'll be more than happy to get you one. And when you go home, think about Simeon and Anna. If you feel overwhelmed by doubt or despair or hopelessness, when you feel that what you hear in the news and what's happening in our world is too depressing, remember Simeon, that he held on and he saw the light at the end of the tunnel. May Our Lady of the Sign, the Emmanuel, bring us that light and that hope for us to go forward. Let us pray. Almighty God, of your saving grace, you called Mary of Nazareth, Our Lady of the Sign, to be the mother of your beloved child, the Emmanuel, God with us. Inspire us by the same grace to follow her example of bearing God to the world. We pray through Jesus Christ, her child, our Savior. Amen.